Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I very much agree with, but we'll try not to entirely repeat what Dominic Day just said. But I think that we have reified technology. It is viewed as somehow scientific and inherently neutral. And clearly that perspective is really collapsing significantly at the moment, especially influenced by the understanding of how technology is being used even in geopolitics for electoral manipulation. I think one of the concerns that one has is that the prominent discourse around technology to date has been privacy. And the privacy lens is a very limited one. And it's really being led as well by a largely elite, legal, white NGO community. And it does not in any way pull back and examine some of the structural biases and disadvantages that exist. Privacy, it can be a very different thing viewed from different angles. Privacy that ignores discrimination is grossly lacking in really addressing the way in which technology is going to play out in our world. We are encouraged in my very progressive neighborhood to install these doorbells by the police, which promptly show everybody walking by. I think it's essential that we bring human rights values and prominently in those non-discrimination values firmly to the fore of these discussions. And I think we need to bring them to the fore of the legal standards that govern this area as well. The GDPR is an incredibly important piece of legislation, but its non-discrimination components, if I'm remembering correctly, are extremely brief and non-specific. The industry itself is also problematic here. It is very male. It has a very gendered perspective, as well as a scientific and, again, largely white perspective. There have been issues of misogyny in that industry that have been brought to the fore in many media reports. Companies that are making some efforts to diversify their workforce need to really step up on that and push it further forward without the full panoply of experience in the room focused on human-centered design. I do not think that our technology is going to serve all people equally. This is not a huge area of expertise, but I think there is increasing sophistication in thinking about approaches to ensuring that tech does in fact respect or advance values as opposed to undermine those. And we really need to make sure that our tech is stress tested in advance to see how it will play out. Here I'm thinking more particularly about some of the specific tools that are applied in criminal justice and the risk assessment tools in particular, which have been demonstrated to simply capture systemic bias because they rely on information that reflects bias, where you live, where you go to school, and many other factors that reflect socioeconomic and racial indicators. So facially neutral approaches really need to be scrutinized. And I think upfront impact assessments and understand from tech experts, there are many ways to do those. The more troubling piece is exactly what the questioners have rightly pointed to, is checking for authenticity and veracity, for the balance between good and bad. You know, tech is a tool. Different countries have different approaches to free speech. I think that incitement to violence and organizing for violent purposes are very clearly prohibited, but we need to see how better to enforce those kinds of prohibitions on platforms that are so massive and so difficult to keep track of because of the sheer quantity of data flowing across them, but also to make sure that political interests and bias does not come into play in those very efforts to limit what might be the most noxious aspects of our technology? I think this is one of the great questions of our age, and I'm very glad that it's being asked here, although I am feeling very incapable of answering it.